Hi there, it's Rocket in here, and I am your podcaster. So, I've just noticed that my podcast yesterday about a scene from Pretty Women got a lot of interaction, and whoever you are, thank you so much. And also, from time to time, instead of just doing the podcast about the sales letter, I will insert something else so you guys don't get bored and listening to my podcast. For today, my topic is all about still the continuation of the sales letter from Rexford A. Bristol. He was the chairman board of directors in the 1960s of the Foxborough Company. And this time, the topic, the first day issue stamp that I have is the Apollo 8. And this is the letter that I converted into a podcast. July 16, 1969. Mr. G. Lovier, General Foreman, Uniroyal Inc., Chemical Division, P.O. Box 73496, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70807. Dear Mr. Lovier, California has the somewhat dubious distinction of being the most populous of state. Dubious because so many of the problem vast numbers of people can create are present. 200 years ago, needless to say, things were different. Then it was sparsely populated, the land, a graceful sprawl, a combination of soaring mountains, arid deserts, and a natural coastline with so many safe inlets and bays. Second paragraph. On July 16, 1769, Spanish explorer headed by Gaspar de Portola founded San Diego. Traces of the Spanish presence persist in many parts of the state to this day. This commemorative reproduces the belfry of the first Spanish mission built at Carmel in 1770. Eventually, 21 such missions were constructed northward to San Francisco, spaced a day's journeys apart. Third paragraph, California belonged to Mexico for a time, but in 1846, after a short-lived revolution, it became a sovereign state. However, within a month's time, the American flag was raised. The location of gold 2 years later at Sutter's Mill near Sacramento helped plot the future destiny of the state. Last paragraph. Foxborough itself discovered California some years ago. Period. Foxborough branch offices were opened in the Los Angeles and San Francisco areas early in the 1900s, not long after our company was founded in Massachusetts. In addition, Foxborough Manufacturing, devoted especially to digital flow measurements, is in Valencia. Unlike the bonanza years of the famous 49ers, California's treasure today is in food, oil, chemicals, electronics, aerospace, and the aircraft industries. These are all industries, incidentally, which Foxborough Instrumentation serves. Cordially, the Foxborough Company, Rexford A. Bristol, Chairman, Board of Directors. And as usual, he signed this in a blue pen. So anyway, this is my podcast today. And tomorrow or the next day, I will be doing another podcast. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Bye.